It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 404.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Karen's in the building, who did a great sticker video for us.
Oh, yeah.
She called us a hypocrite.
Why?
Hypocrites. Karen.
You can speak for yourself. I didn't know of this slander that you've been throwing out.
She called us hypocrites. Why are we, Karen, why are we hypocrites?
Because I assumed that you guys were too busy, and then you guys kept saying that send an email to the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah,
we never replied.
Yeah, we instruct people to send emails, and it was down for 2 weeks. We didn't know. But then,
I think what Karen's pointing out is then we said, send us emails.
Yeah, you keep saying it on the show. Yeah. I'm like, why? I have coffee. I have biscuits. Like, do you guys not want it?
And so I'm blaming it. Mr. 97. Poor form. But we've gotten very good with him.
I'm the one who replied to it. So
yeah, you know what? To be honest, you replied and then all of a sudden Josh and I are sitting on the couch. Ding dong. And I was like, who's that?
He's like, oh, Karen's coming.
Yeah. So
we still need to rock up. Like, we need to work out the calendar situation.
Mate.
But no, that's okay.
Welcome to the couch, Gronk.
I'm glad that that we're able to get it worked out in the end.
I'm sitting on the bike last night at the gym and just pedaling away. And I see some horrendous social media activity coming from one Josh Jansen.
At Josh Jansen, yes.
I mean, you were trying to leverage your own personal account through the Daily Talk Show account.
That's the opposite.
No, you're trying to leverage your personal account. You're trying to leverage
He'll work it out, guys. Got it.
Either way.
I was trying to leverage the Daily Talk Show brand for my own benefit.
But initially it started because you posted accidentally, wasn't it?
I posted,
personal account.
Well, yeah, I was doing trying to get people to join the Gronk Squad at thedailytalkshow.com. And what are you laughing at, Mr. 97?
No, continue.
He always just cackles. You don't need to say, what are you laughing at?
I don't know. I see it as a prompt to ask
him. Or you see that
you're
worried.
If someone laughs, don't you say, like, what's up?
Not with him. Because he always just...
He's a bit nervous.
Oh, shit, the emails. I don't know. He's just worried. Yeah,
is that what you're thinking about? Or thinking about the washing or something?
The washing.
Well, last time I asked you why you're laughing, you said because some of the washing was brown and then you worked out what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That's why I don't go down that hole.
Well, sometimes there's gold and sometimes there's absolutely nothing.
So I
did a post. It was meant for the Daily Talk Show. Ended up on Josh Jansen. I went to delete it. I was like, I'll just make that the piece of content, and then I just extended it.
Yeah. I mean, it was a circa 2014 Josh Jansen content, like some of the garbage that was put on your fucking wasteland that was called your Instagram account.
Oh, I didn't have a theme.
It was horrific.
Karen, do you have like an Instagram theme for your Instagram account?
Kind of.
What is it? How do you describe it?
I'll try to post like 3 similar images in a row and then 3 videos.
Oh, really?
Like, it keeps the grid nice and clean looking.
Yeah.
I wish I had a business partner that thought like that. That's some good thinking.
What do you think about screen grabs? Would you put a screen grab as an Insta post or?
No.
Okay.
Would that live on an Insta story?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're treating the story like a wasteland. Yeah. Anyway, then you did this follow up Instagram story, which piece of junk. Appreciate it was in the Insta story, not a post. Would have been
well because I did a comment and said I'm doing F for F, and then I laughed at myself a lot. I'm like, F for F, I love F, like
follow for follow.
Yeah, MySpace, it was a big thing. Follow for follow, and so I was like, fuck, this could be a good way of just seeing how many people engage.
Yeah,
and so I said 5 minutes for the next 5 minutes. I'm doing follow for follow.
You're doing follow for follow for the next 5 minutes, and I watched it and I was like, ah.
What is your actual reaction? Is it a little bit like, it's good content?
I know you're a jokester and you think things are funny, and that's why you asked Mr. 97, was that a laugh at me? Was that laughing at me? Then just right there. No, seriously, were you laughing?
No, it was, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. Yeah. That's how you do it. Anyway,
you're not meant to ask.
And I was like, that's a bit cute. But I was like, this could be a competition too. So I did an Instagram story that also said, follow for follow, next 5 minutes.
Do you think that you doing that, it feels like sometimes you're almost trying to save me?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've done it a lot. I mean, but then...
Which you've changed a lot, because if I had done that maybe 6 months ago, you would have just texted me and said, take it down.
No, no way. So now, the Gronk Squad, I mean, is supportive, and we like our way of supporting you sometimes is to just make a mockery sure. of you.
You know, I get it. So I'm happy to be the jester.
I did that, right? And I was like, maybe there's a competition here. Who can get the most follows? Mm-hmm. So I did the same thing. And then fucking 3D deal comes out of nowhere.
3D deal.
I mean, the only one on the team that isn't looking to leverage anything ever yeah. is Mr. 97.
I mean, he doesn't have a personal brand, Mr. 97.
No, not really.
I mean, he's got a nickname and he's done a rebrand, which we are getting up on social media today. I asked you, I texted you last night about 9 p.m.
Yep.
Can you bring in your three changes of clothes?
Yeah. Well, you sent it to the iMac, not actually my phone.
Siri.
You iMessage to the iMac.
But you brought them in anyway?
Yeah, I did.
How did you?
That's annoying because I just said message Mason Lauder, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it went straight to the iMac, not my phone.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Right, so the only iMessage, I wonder how many people the only iMessage they have is to a computer.
Heaps of people.
Well, it's because I only have an email. It doesn't work on
it. I think what I got to do is delete your email address in my contact form.
Yeah.
And so then it'll send you a message. Anyway, great to work out this technical problem. I wish you could have done it with the email.
Well, I think it's like an, Karen, the overseas thing, when you're messaging people overseas, your friends and family, iMessage, WhatsApp, whatever, what's everyone using?
WeChat, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram.
WeChat. Mm. That's the one that can people actually make purchases on WeChat? Can you actually pay people on WeChat?
Yeah.
So that's handy.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, so I thought I'd do a bit of a competition. I've worked out how many follows I got.
So you've already done the count.
Well, I'll do a count now. So
this you worked it out. What was it initially?
So I got from my Insta story, follow for follow. Hang on, let me
count. Are you going to work it out?
Just looking
at just know when the last person.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
21, 22, 23. so I have, no, in all seriousness, I don't need to joke about it because I had, I mean, did you say?
No. Look in your section here.
No, rather, I mean, no, don't touch my phone.
You're in your friends section.
I mean, followers, yes. Yeah. And so what I'm doing is looking at the last one that I followed. I know that Shannon was the first.
This guy comes in to me and says, dude, this person's not following you anymore from her account, just so you know. I was like, how the fuck do you know that?
Because I looked it up.
He looks it up. He looks up this person who should be following me but isn't.
Yes.
And finds out and comes in and tells me
that. But she follows me. And she follows the show.
Isn't that fucking...
No, it's weird. No. That's why I brought it up to you. It's not weird.
Like, Stacey June White, you're following me.
Wow. We're talking about bury the lead.
But it's this guy who works it out. Well,
I look like a bitch.
You do. And I'm not even that offended by it, but I'm curious as to know why. Anyway. Come on.
Can we get that as a snippet?
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
Don't Dill's taking notes. Snippet to send to Stacey.
No, well, because I think I was...
Now he's justifying.
Well, now you've put me in a position because it is...
Don't do it.
You put names to it
What you do puts you into a position, your actions.
But I like creating stories.
And what is the story about Stacey June not following me? Well, Stacey June and I used to have a radio show. There is no bad blood. There is nothing. Stacey and I are mates.
From your end.
Yeah.
She doesn't follow you, bro.
Yeah, I know. What's happening?
I've never said bro before. I like it.
So,
I'll tell you. Hang on.
Come on, let's count
one,
it out.
It's easier if I just do... One person, this is the annoying thing about follow for follow. One annoying thing for follow is people who I click follow and it's like requested and they haven't accepted.
Okay, no, here we go. No, it doesn't matter.
The point of follow for follow.
This was 17 hours ago. That's too long. That's way too long. That's
no,
too
it's
long.
Not.
So how 17. Long?
What's the time right
hours?
Now?
I literally okay, okay, my so watch here we doesn't go. Work. This That's is right. it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, you didn't follow them back. 6, you got 6.
You
got 6.
No, but the funny thing is you're actually wrong.
Why am I wrong?
Because if I go followers, look, from here, this is when it happened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I didn't follow Mohit because I thought that he was spam. Oh, no, he's not. He follows Dear Vella. But anyway.
Anyway.
So how many was yours?
I don't think that's
how
the right way. I don't think that's the right way. The way I counted was the one that was around the 17 hour ago mark.
Under like recent activity.
Then just went up and counted six, as I said.
Yeah.
But I have so much activity beyond the this is the problem. 18 hours ago. Start from 18 hours ago, please.
Okay, I'll start.
So Shannon Wallace, one.
We don't need to
Christy Lee,
say names.
Two. Laura Jane, three. Cole Dawson, four. Gabrielle Bull, five.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. See, six.
Clear, is it?
Well, we don't care about names. You're the Gronk that just worried
Annalise,
about saying anyone's name on the show. Because
Alexandra, eight. Charlotte, nine. Grace, 10. I've had 10.
Got one more than me.
Cute.
What did you get, Dil?
I only got four, but I got two people.
No. Super
cute. I got two people DM me personally for business proposals.
Was it for bigdesigncompany.com?
No.
What are
they? It's the stupid shit that people do on Instagram. One's like, thank you so much for connecting.
You mean you got spammed?
No, it's from Zomato.
Zomato.
Which is some like
the food review app.
Yeah,
and what are they saying?
Saying we really appreciate it. It's like,
what do they appreciate, mate?
Me, obviously.
For what?
No, this is my favorite. Some guy named Henry.
Still want to understand the Zomato.
Right, hold on. This is a longer story.
Is Henry from Zomato? Because if not, I'm not interested.
Nah, Henry is he's a binary option online Forex trading guy.
Okay.
And I'm like, no.
There was a time where I nearly got into Forex trade. I feel like everyone has always got one person. It's not quite a mate. It's always like an acquaintance. So it's like, you're like, what software you got there? It's like, a 4X, and they're like trading. It's like, yeah, I don't have to work anymore. I just click these buttons and I make money.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
4X,
don't know 4X.
Foreign exchange, okay, like changing money.
I was at
amounts.
A party the other week and a guy was telling me he trades currency.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
You got to have the cash to get into it. Anyway, away from this, we did. You called me yesterday and you said, we've received a direct message.
Before we get to our direct message, the Zomato thing very quickly. What the fuck? What happened with the Zomato thing?
I think he needs to work out how to not bring half-baked ideas to the show.
Thank you so much for connecting.
If this was a meal on Zomato, one star for half-baked.
It's stupid. It's like, we will do our best to engage with your posts and we expect the same from you to help each other grow.
You got it wrong. You followed them and then they followed you back.
No, they followed me.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
and they've done almost like a Jules Lund, five star.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, we did get a DM. You're right.
Yeah. And you called me and what'd you say?
We got a DM. And then after that, I'll read it to you. I called you a lot yesterday, didn't I?
You don't have to do that again.
I did realize. I was like, oh, let's finish early today. And I just called and called and called. And halfway through, like sometimes I was calling and then you'd answer. I was like, it's not really important.
I thought you were going to leave the office, but then
Google mentioned you in a story.
Mate, dude, you got to fuck off. Your head in.
Are you sure we didn't mention Google?
Oh, we mentioned Google. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself.
Seriously, you mentioned Google in your story. So.
This is very boring content. Get to the fucking...
Okay, here we go.
So yesterday,
should I say who it's from first? Yeah. Or maybe I'll read it and then I'll say who it's
what
from.
Whatever you think read it first. Whatever you think.
Hey, team. We're a little in love with your coffee video from last week. This was a video of Peter Shepherd trying coffee and want to share it as a sponsored post on Instagram and Facebook. Is this something you'd be interested in? If yes, let us know whether you've got a Facebook page and want us to tag you as well.
Yeah.
7-Eleven Australia.
So 7-Eleven have seen the long black taste test video that we did where we got a cafe, a barista, lovely coffee to make us up one. And then we got plastic white cups that you couldn't tell which one was which. So we had long black from a 7-Eleven, long black from a nice coffee shop. And we had to see if Peter would be able to tell the difference. Because the whole thinking was, look, I don't know if a lot of people will be able to tell the difference. A dollar's pretty good. It's fucking cheap and quick.
I wonder about that with petrol as well. Whenever I put in like premium petrol, I feel like the car runs better.
Yeah, I know it's a feeling. But so you're saying, yeah, the price, buying something cheap, unless you know it's a brand like Gucci or you bought a cheap iPhone, you get to know it's a, you know the brand. The brand has enough, you know.
But doesn't it, well, look at the waffles as an example. Oh, is that, are we getting that video out today?
Yeah.
I'm convinced that those were healthy waffles.
Yeah, and I fooled you.
But then I look at the original healthy waffles. But
so you thought because you'd had enough of them. So if you think, the hard thing about the petrol is you don't know. It's just your mind. But I'm saying when you know a brand and you know what it means and stands for and you trust it and then you can buy something cheap, that's when I think the price doesn't really matter.
Well, because if you buy a Nike T-shirt, that T-shirt's not costing more to make.
Yeah.
Than like a non-branded T-shirt or like one that's an equivalent, like a screen printed.
Well, thing. I think 7-Eleven's coffee is cheap, and then people say it's shit. But it's you pay what you get for.
It's inexpensive.
It's inexpensive. It is what it is. Just don't always waste your money on expensive coffee. That's a fucking message to myself. Anyway,
are you still doing 7-Eleven coffees?
Yeah, I have them every now and then. Got one the other morning on the way here on the bus. Just fucking picked it
up. Did you get the bus today as well?
Nah, that was the other day. Anyway, I just think it's a slight oversight from their social media person.
Because you were you have previously had experience in trolling them.
I mean, I got on national television, did a live segment trolling them. And they that's where they're like, we love it. We want to post it. We want to share it. I'm just – and we came back to them and said, yeah, of course, tagging the Daily Talk Show.
Which is great. But we'll have good cut through. I mean, Pete Shepherd, I asked him because he's in the video.
Yeah.
And he had a good point.
What did he say?
Which he said maybe you can ask for some snacks or something from them.
Oh, I mean, I'm happy to just ask. They've done something. They didn't pay us for it. They did us a little tag, whatever. It doesn't really mean much these days. We can hit them up. But
what do we hit up? What's the specific ask?
Yo, send us some fucking.
Yo?
Yo. Yo, who's been thinking about it? Can you send us a bunch of stuff? My point is.
It doesn't seem like it's thought out enough.
My point is, they haven't thought it out enough to. Because as soon as they work it out that I'm the guy that sort of caused a
maybe
bit
that's
of a
the
PR
whole thing,
nightmare.
But maybe
for
they
them.
Love that. Maybe that's part of the whole thing. They're a bit of a cheeky brand.
Yeah, but they should have jumped on it earlier days. They should have got me out taste testing and. Like if they were really to jump on it.
Because remember O-Bike, like let's talk about the O-Bike stuff for a second there.
Yeah.
So you did a video, O-Bike, big sharing, like a bike sharing service.
Is there any O-Bikes in Macau,
Karen? Have you heard
there
of that?
No. You're getting a shaking head movement. No. So O-Bike's a bike sharing, ride sharing.
It's like city bikes,
model.
But rather than it being in the like run by the local council or whatever,
yeah,
it's like a private company.
Private company. It's a $4 billion industry. I think it's crumbled, but they had these bikes absolutely everywhere around Melbourne. You could just lock them and put them on the side of the road, and they were literally getting left absolutely everywhere. And it was just everywhere, and I just couldn't stop thinking about it and thinking, what the fuck? Where are these things? And heard all these whispers and.
How did you know that they were in the Yarra?
I did see a Twitter post, some people walking past and they were like, look, these bikes in the river. And so then I was like, they've got GPS attached to them. I could maybe look and see if they're in the Yarra on the app. And then I
So were they actually GPS or I thought it was that wherever they left them last.
Yeah. I think to be honest, it was where they lock them because they're open. So when you unlock them with your app, it opens it up and it turns on your phone's GPS to locate where it is. And then they go to the Yarra next to it, lock it, but it looks like it. And so I saw like hundreds of bikes, what it looked like, they were in the Yarra. Mm. So I was convinced that there was shitloads of these in the Yarra. Okay. Yeah. I know you don't, Siri. So I was convinced that there was shitloads in the Yarra. So I ended up, I was like, maybe a funny video would be fishing O-bikes out of the Yarra River. Mm. And so I ended up doing that and I fished out a shitload of them. The funny thing
but you did, but I think the other interesting thing is there was then a conversation where, what was the marketing manager's name?
Yeah, so you front-footed the day after, he front-footed it, the day after I released that video and it went viral, the company paid for a boat to go down the river and fetch all the other O-bikes.
What it cost them?
Would it cost them? Fucking, it was a private contractor. They would have paid a private.
What do you think, $2,500 bucks?
Yeah, $2,500 bucks. they fished out about 80 or something. It was ridiculous. And they ended up getting in touch with me and they were like, oh, we'd love you to do some content for us. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was a young guy, Chethan Regaswamy, I think it was.
He no longer works there.
No.
I don't think they have an Australian office anymore, do they?
No, they're done.
Yeah.
I think yeah, they've pulled from Australia from all over. There's still a few lurking around. I see them every now and then.
We were spitballing back then. This is before we were business partners, but we're talking about how could we leverage this shit. Let's try and maybe if we say give us 10 grand and we'll just go to Alice Springs or whatever, ride the O bike in all different parts, we could make it work.
I had an idea of like they fucked it. They just appeared and everyone was offended. They didn't explain what they were, who they were, what they were doing. And they just rocked up and then they're everywhere. The idea was Australia meet O-Bike. So it's like the reintroduction.
Yeah.
This is how I am. And then you ride it around Australia and shit.
But it's always interesting when you have those viral videos, it's a little bit hard to do stuff with the brand after the fact.
Well, that kind of virality. I think it was...
Because it's negative, because they're...
Yeah, it's kind of... I think they just put their hand up to go, it's happening. What can I do? Let's get in touch with this guy. I ended up selling him 50 O-Bike fishing t-shirts.
So we
used some of the marketing budget to buy these t-shirts.
And you gave money to charity, didn't you?
Yeah. We gave, I think it was $1,500 or something to charity.
Yeah.
It was great. So we literally sent all the profits from the t-shirts and they bought a bunch, which is good. Mm.
yesterday you said, I said that the next day that I would wear the G-string all day.
Have you got it on? Have you actually got it on?
Well, we'll never know. I don't think it's okay.
I can open the box. The box is just under here.
Well, we'll never
Karen's
know.
Got her hand over her mouth.
I know. We'll keep it for another day then. I don't want to bring it up now. But Noni says, how do you work out which jeans you're going to wear?
Each day?
Yeah. It's a big deal. Now you got three pairs.
What's mum washed?
No, they're all I've worn the jeans for the past 3 days.
These same ones?
Same ones, yeah.
And so how do you decide when to wear the different pants?
Well, I've got to get another pair of shoes to wear with the other pants.
Well, because they don't go?
Nah, because I don't really want to rock the Junna look.
The
jeans and runner.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what Josh is wearing.
What's wrong with that? I wear ASICs because of my back. You fucking.
Oh. No, I get it because I get sore feet and like Achilles problems in my shoes. So
yeah, but you're willing to.
And so, what are you going to do? You're going to get Dunlop volleys. Do they still do Dunlop volleys?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to wear?
There's a sort of like Adidas pair of shoes that I was looking at getting.
Yeezys.
Nah, they're called Gazelles.
Oh, yeah.
Gazelle, was that a rapper?
No.
It's a style issue.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. So that's sort of like dictating what I wear because I don't have the shoes yet. I'm not wearing the other stuff yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Karen, what do you think of Mr. 97's new look? Because he's not on camera, how would you describe his outfit right now?
Ripped jeans.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a jumper thingy.
A jumper? That's pretty spot on.
He's got a jumper on. He's got shoes and he's got
I mean, the jumper is very much it's got sort of, is it knitted? Was this in the knitted range
or
not?
Knitted, yeah. Well, because I wanted like a heavy knit, not like one of the ones that stretches and stuff.
Yeah, how do you keep knit? Like where are you putting it in your house?
Well, I'm at Jason's house, but it's just being thrown on the floor at the moment. So
I know. What do you expect from that question?
No, well,
what
no,
are you in
where
the cupboard?
Where do you hang it
in the cupboard?
You're not meant to hang knit.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. That's what I was asking.
So you need the answer.
Yeah, like, I was trying to stitch him up, and you just showed your cards. Do you not know that you're not meant to hang knitwear?
Why not?
Because it pulls and stretches.
Does it?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Actually, my brother. We were shopping. Mm-hmm. Sam came with me or whatever, and we were in the shop. And he's like, never buy knit if it's on the clothes rack, if it's on the hanger.
Oh, yeah.
Because we went into a store and there was just like knit on all these hangers.
Why are they doing it then? Maybe they've created the knit that can be hanged.
I don't know. It was literally like $15 for a net. So I don't. I think
no, they're doing
low quality. Yeah.
They're fucking low quality to net. Visually show them so they can get them out the door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm.
Jeez.
Well, we'll have it on Instagram.
So he's got all these clothes, and that was why I messaged his computer last night. It didn't get through to him, but fuck, he's good. He brought it in.
And there's three different outfits.
So we're gonna do a bit of a Mr. 97 lookbook, and we're gonna have a little swipe across.
No shoes or what do you want to do with the shoes?
He just has to have no shoes on.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I got socks.
You can borrow my ASICs if you want.
Do not.
The thing is, I had some nice New Balance shoes.
Oh, okay, this is what I want. I wanted you in the outfit, but maybe we could do
me.
I wanted you in. Hang on.
I'm not.
I wanted you
jeans.
In the outfit. No. Let me just fucking finish, Ron.
Well, work out what you want to say and when you want to say.
So try this.
You tried three times. The reason why Mr. 97. The reason why he was interrupting you. Was because he was struggling to listen.
So stop talking and listen to how I say this. I wanted you in the outfit, but.
Who?
See, this is the thing.
Me or 97?
This is just fucking learn not to interrupt. Let me finish. I wanted you in the outfit, but how about we get Mr. 97, four swipe across, three being his outfits and the last one being the stripper costume from yesterday. Just in the full camos. I don't need G-string. I just want Velcro jacket and pants.
What about him wearing my outfit too? My Saturday's jumper.
Mate, you wouldn't have washed that in at least 6 months.
No. I wash it probably once a week.
Yeah.
No, it smells. Did you see I bought Omo the other day? I'm actually very good when it comes to cleanliness. I just wear this. If you wear stuff a lot, you have to get very good at it.
Okay. But can we just get that? Just a little cute. Like just a, it's just a little.
How are we getting people to vote though?
Just outfit 1, 2, 3, or 4. We'll put a little number on each of the things. Which one's a goer?
But what happens with the different combinations?
Oh, this is it. First to last number order. 4, 2, 1, 3.
So we're going to have to now number every.
Mate, it's easy. Just a how photo many jumpers? With a photo, number
I've got,
on
yeah. I've got two jumpers mm-hmm. and then three pants.
Three so pants, what's that in common?
Is that 15 different potential combinations?
Yeah.
No, we don't. No, we just need to go. 15. You buy them, so you got to drop one of the pairs of pants. Because if you've only got, we can just do the three jeans, and you get to double up on the top for one of them, and then the stripper outfit.
We'll work this out.
Karen giggled. That means it's a go up. Yeah.
It's happening. Any admin 97s? What's happening on the interwebs?
Well, stickers are coming.
Oh, great.
Great.
They're just being all finalised at the moment, so.
Yeah. And there's been some other stuff. I mean, fuck, he needs a little bit of prompting all the time.
Yeah, it's okay.
What are you doing back there?
Other than blushing
because you're about to be my stripping outfit.
We did this show pretty quickly, so, yeah.
Fuck, I mean, it's not Blame Monday or Excuse Monday. We've got
people wanting cameo messages.
Yes.
Oh, well,
he's
well,
left the cameo up still.
It's still there.
And what are people still saying? There.
Well, so, I mean, this was coming from YouTube, but Ben mentioned that he was wondering if we could do a cameo with Josh singing the alphabet song while tickling Tommy's feet.
Yeah, we could do that.
Nah, I wrote back to him personally and I said, everyone's got their price.
Yeah, and ours is free at the moment on cameo.
Well...
I mean, the only problem is I tried to do the ABC song the other day for Bodie and fucked it up. I tried to be clever and because, you know, like at the end it's N-Z, like I tried to say to
no,
Z.
Mate, we fucked it at V.
Because what I was doing was in Australia we say Z, not Z.
I can solve it for you. But so the daycares and toys nowadays at the end. And Z or Z.
Oh. Really? No, clunky. No,
yeah.
Not a good...
A, B, C, D, E, G, H, H, K, L, M, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V.
Well, so where I went wrong was I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, Z, W, T...
It absolutely rattled me as well because we were singing it together.
W, X, Y, Z,
well, can you see
Z
what
Z?
Happened? V, Z, I got confused and I...
No, it's good. Z or Z. It's
anyway, just, so are we closing this? Are we closing the cameo down or no?
Yeah, but there was another cameo message that came through on the actual app.
Yes.
Do his admin for him.
That's all right.
Yeah, so we got a message from Hype Man.
Ah, from BMAC.
Yeah, hey guys, can you please do a pump up for the deck in Echuca this weekend? $49 bottomless brunch at the deck. All you can eat canapés and bottomless cocktails. Thanks. Also, if you say little pump at the end for no reason, cheers.
49.
The best dressed guy in the room didn't know what canapés are.
No.
He still doesn't know what a canapé is.
I got no idea what a canapé is.
Dill, how would you describe canapés? He's laughing, but I feel like...
I don't think I know it.
It's their age. Karen, do you know what a canapé... Okay, they don't know what canapés are.
I don't even know that well. I see it as like small food, like canapés.
Yeah, it's like finger
small
food. Canapés. Yeah. It's like, look it up, read it to us. But I mean, for the fact that you had no idea what it even is.
Yeah, it's just like finger food at like parties.
Is that what the definition is?
Oh, I mean, it's a small, prepared and often decorative food consisting of small pieces of bread, puff pastry or a cracker topped with some savory food.
Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. That's how I would call it. That's what I would.
Different languages?
It's just a different word.
No, yeah. Finger food? It's a type of that, yeah.
Well, I guess I would always go finger food over canapés.
Well, that's my point. If you listened, the most fashionable guy in the room doesn't know what canapés is. The point being that he's the fashionable guy that goes to fucking high-end events.
Mm. I'd prefer finger food, though.
Yeah.
Because canapés do have that, like, it is.
Dude, you're
it's
from
a bit
the
of
birds.
Rah-rah.
He's from fucking a nice area. There'd be a lot of canapés knocking around his neighborhood.
No, but I think canapés are actually, there's a few things that rich people have wrong.
What is it?
I think canapés is one of them. It's just like, it's getting smaller and more decorative. Food isn't decorative. Let's stop treating food as decorations.
Maybe you should start treating food like decorations and then
not interested.
Curb some
not,
habits.
Not interested. Like, even the way that it sounds pathetic. What does it say? A little cracker.
Yeah.
Did they use that word?
On top of a little cracker or a piece of bread.
Should we have canapés tomorrow for a Fat Friday?
Where would we get them? Would we make them ourselves? No.
Just make a canapés cheese
board.
What
are we going to do for Fat Friday?
Cheese board. How about we just.
I actually love cheese, so I could be.
So Amy did an amazing cheese spread, a grazing table, they call it. Ever experienced the grazing table, Mr. 97?
Nope.
I love the word.
Have you just been inside on YouTube?
Yeah,
your
pretty
whole
much.
Life?
Yeah.
Jeez. So she made I just came and assisted her and was taking all the rubbish and shit, and she was just having a great time being creative, and she made this amazing grazing table for 60 people. The thing with a grazing table for 60 people, have a guess how much to spend to cover like a nice table the size of our podcast desk here.
$2,500.
Oh no, not that much. Like $600. Oh, it's still good. A fuckload of cash. So much money.
I mean, cheese is expensive.
Yeah. She went to, there was a fromagerie.
Cheese. Fromage.
Fromage.
Yeah. Fromage? Fromage. Italian? Yeah.
Fromage.
No, it's French. French.
I could imagine some Turek lady from driving a tractor. I'm just going to fromagerie.
Why does she drive a tractor?
Driving a tractor.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. I hope it's gone. Everything's just shoom over your head. Turek tractors, Land Rovers.
You didn't say that. You didn't say Turek tractors. You said.
No, he did say Turek tractors.
He did.
I said, you guys need to listen. You've just missed everything.
I was just thinking
you've
of
been fucking
tractor.
Mike Tysoning. Okay. Did you miss that one?
Do you know that reference? You're just too fast.
I'm too quick.
Because Mike Tyson's a boxer.
Yeah.
He's a boxer?
Yeah, he's a boxer who says that he can't fight anymore. He doesn't train because it brings out his ego.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the best heavyweight boxers ever.
Like a butterfly, swim like a bee. That guy?
Not
is it that guy?
No.
Mike Tyson.
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
Mike Tyson's an Australian guy.
No.
No, he's American.
Mike Tyson. No, I know who he is now. He's the one that was in a movie and he's got a tattoo on his face.
Hangover.
He's got the lisp.
Yes.
Yeah, he had the lisp.
Yeah.
Was that from fighting?
Sting like a bee. No. No, he just has that. It's
probably
he's
was from
very,
fighting,
he's
actually.
Had a very fucking hard life. No.
Yeah.
He just has a lisp. Nah. He's just had a hard life. It's crazy. You should listen to him on Joe Rogan. Phenomenal. Just his upbringing, like just his trainer, Custom Auto, used to just like, but he basically bred him to be an animal. when he was 16, 17, 18, and he's just angry. You see why he was the best boxer. Yeah.
He won the heavyweight title at 20 years old.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
I was going to say fat, but how heavy do you have to be in heavyweight?
It'd be over 98 kilos or 100 kilos, probably over 100 to be a heavyweight. No, maybe, I reckon, yeah, it's just class division. What? How much is it? 98? 90
kg.
90?
90.
Yeah, but there's like, pounds, but there's like 110.
What would be midweight?
There's super heavyweight.
Lightweight,
like
welterweight, middleweight. There's middle heavyweight as well. So you're asking where you'll fall into? You're a heavyweight boxer.
Well, I'm heavyweight right now, but I'm trying to work out what I need to lose to get to mid.
And I reckon
70. Oh, hang on. Middle weight is 72 and a half.
72 and a half to what?
76. 76 is where super middleweight comes.
What happens if you're fucking 88 or something?
If you're 88, you're in a different class. You'll be in light heavyweight.
Okay. He's just starting
to think about boxing for a moment.
Well, I'm just trying to work out where I fit in the whole thing.
In the boxing world? Yes. You don't fit in there.
It's a daily talk show. Mason's going to be writing back to your emails and we'll be including them on the show. Has anyone actually emailed that you want to mention on the show? I think Dylan sent a nice one. Dill?
Yeah, no, Dill's still listening down in Ireland. He's been...
Down?
Well, up. I don't know. Wherever, yeah.
Over. I'd just say north. I'd just say over. Yeah. Over in...
Around the world.
Ireland.
No, he actually set up his own milkshake from...
Oh, great.
Invito Milkshake. Awesome. So awesome. He's got that set up. So that was cool. But he's on episode 365. He's just smashing through them, trying to catch up.
What an animal.
Which is epic.
Yeah, it's great hearing when people are catching up.
Yeah. Well, Dill takes photos. Follow him on Insta. Yeah. Follow for follow. I don't know. Just, yeah. I don't know if you'll do maybe, the follow. But it's actually worth following, though, because he's
Karen,
got sick
will, photos. Karen, will you do follow for follow?
Depends if the contents are worth.
Wow. That can't be your strategy for follow.
So we've got a follow for follow from Dill Takes Photos and a follow potential follow. From what's your Instagram account?
I'm just Karen.tho.
Karen.tho, T-H-O?
Yeah.
Great. Got it. There you go.
And if your content's good, remember, 3 photos. 3 videos, keep it consistent, guys. If you've enjoyed the show, take a screen grab, share it on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email.
And honestly, follow us on Instagram as in The Daily Talk Show.
Yes.
I don't care about mine. I'd rather ours.
I feel exactly the same way. I'm actually thinking about just getting rid of mine.
Yeah. All right. That'd be good.
It's The Daily Talk Show. We'll see you Fat Fridays for some very special food, which will be...
Delicious. We'll find out tomorrow.